بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. As you mentioned yesterday, these are beautiful lines of poetry. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, this is Akhtar ka sher hai. Yeah? Akhtar ka sher hai. This is Akhtar's poetry. These are my lines. So some people used to have objection, why are you saying it's your line? He says, if somebody is your son, your baby, she says, it's my son, because it came from me. He said, these lines of poetry have been born from my heart. They belong to me. That's why I say, Akhtar ka sher hai. And what these Allah wala saw, in one speck of dust of Medina Munawwara, what they enjoyed is breathing the air of Medina Munawwara. Subhanallah, that muhabbat, that love, when they put their foot, the Hazrat Wana Qasim Sahib Nanuti Rahmatullah Ali mentioned about him, that when he used to come to Madinatul Munawwara, and from wherever he was able to see the green dome, from there he used to remove his shoes and walk barefoot. The love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is Pak Zameen. This is pure land right now. The land that Allah Ta'ala chose for His most beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything there is special. Everything. Even the taste of the food is different. The taste of the milk is different. The taste of the yogurts are different also. One person went to Medina Munawwara and he just made a statement that the milk of Medina Munawwara is very bitter, very sour. That night in his dream he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling him, please leave Medina Sharif. You're not welcome here. Just one statement he made. That's how we learn whatever happens in Medina Munawwara, whatever we see, whatever it may be, everything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. If we have eyes of beauty of the heart, then everything is beautiful. The people are beautiful also. The Masjid al-Nabawi is beautiful. The gullies are beautiful. The streets are beautiful. All the street port is beautiful. Because all that now belongs to the city of my most beloved, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hakim Sahib is to say, rahmatullahi alayhi, is to say that as if every morning, Jannat is coming down to Madina Munawwara and kisses the ground of Madina Munawwara, and say to Madina Munawwara, when are you going to transfer the beloved to me now? You got him in you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When are you going to give him to me? Jannat is empty without him. Jannat is here really. The one for whom Allah Ta'ala made everything, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how long are you going to keep him here? Be waiting for him in the skies. Hazrat tells us, our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, dam wa rakatuhu, we are so fortunate, this ummat, so fortunate, our speciality, that we know with 100% yaqeen and conviction where our beloved is buried. The Christians, the Jews, they lost the Anbiya. They lost the prophets that they follow, the messengers they follow. We know 100% our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is buried there, is alive. And he said, Man zarani ba'da mamati. The person who visits me after my demise is like he visited me my lifetime. I know he's there when he comes. But the Shaykh has mentioned to Rahmatullah alayhi, that we make niyyah to go to Madina Munawwara to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with that we see his masjid also. But we're going to visit him. Hazrat says to when you get to visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't say we're going to visit the Rawdah. The Rawdah also is by the way. What is Jannat now? We're going to fight to get to the Rawdah. We're going to fight to get to the Rawdah. Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, when she was being killed, she made dua, Ya Allah, build for me Indaka jannatan, indaka baytan fil jannah. Allah build for me by you a house in jannat. First she asked for Allah Ta'ala's companionship, then a house in jannat. So what is there? What's the use getting now a jannat without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One person asked the Shaykh, they tell us something, now shawiqna ila jannah, give us some shauq, some desire about jannat, that describe jannat for us, that we have desire to get to Jannat. Tell us something about Jannat that puts desire in us to desire Jannat. What answer he gave? Fiha Rasulullah. In Jannat to be Rasulullah. That's enough for us. Because of that we want Jannat. The people are running to the Rawdah. If you make dua, Ya Allah, I don't want Rawdah, I want Rasulullah. If I got Rasulullah's companionship, alayhi salatu wasalam, I got my Jannat already. So to go and stand before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat says, it's so easy for the summat. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq. Just book your ticket, accommodation. Within few hours, you're standing before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, making salat and salam to him, and he's replying to you. Our amal are presented to him every week also. Our amal are presented to him every week. So when we go there, he got a whole profile already. So we can't go there now, Allah forgive us, like myself, like hypocrites, and stand there, make salat and salam. He knows everything about us. So we go there to ask him to make dua for us, to fight our case in the court of Allah. Hazrat says we're going to appoint him as our advocate to fight our case in Allah, in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hasn't lost any case. And he never loses any case. The most beloved of Allah. So we go there to appoint him, Nabi, if Allah fight my case for me. But I fight it, I already lost it. I've come now. That's why somebody says, if only you knew who's buried there in Madina Munawwara, then you go crawling to Madina Sharif. You go crawling to Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, who is there? This Hazrat tells us also that the Khulafa before, so much love they would have, that on Thursday night they would send a horseman from their sultanate, from their countries, just go to Madina Sharif and give my salams and come back. Hazrat says also, if Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq, the true love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, just book a ticket to Madina Sharif to make salam and come back. Just to go make salam, I've come to make salam only. Not even Makkah Sharif. I just came to make salam and come back home. See, that is true love and muhabbat. If only you understand now, Hazrat explains in the Ash'ar, speaking about Subh Madina and Sham Madina. And how beautiful Hazrat tells us also, he mentioned it many a times. He said, I've traveled the world, I've seen everything, the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, went to Alhambra in Spain and everywhere else. Seen all these things over here. But he says, when I land in Madina Munawwara, and I see the first palm tree of the city of my beloved, is more beloved than all the orchards and waterfalls in the world. Just that palm tree. It belongs to my city, of my most beloved, alayhi salatu wasalam. Even as the Gangoya and other Kabir also, when somebody brought for them one shawl from Madina Munawwara, Hazrat took that shawl, put it on his eyes, kissed it on his head. Hazrat, the shawl is made in China. He said, gee, I know that. But the air of Madina touched it. The air of Madina touched it. But the value is different. What eyes they had now. Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullah alayhi, Mullah Hussain Ahmad Badni rahmatullah alayhi, after teaching for 2 years in the Haram of Makkah, the Gangohi told him rahmatullah alayhi that you must come back to Gangoh after 2 years. Come back and see me. So after 2 years, a long incident, his brother and him, they went, the money got finished halfway at Jeddah, finally got a ship. They boarded the ship and they went back to India. They went back to India. So as the Shaykh al-Islam says rahmatullah alayhi, that my brother was very excited to go to Gangoh, to Hazrat. I wanted to go to Deoband first, to see my ustaz, Shaykh al-Hind, Mahmud al-Hasan sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Then he says from there, this is Shaykh al-Islam, for 18 years taught hadith at the Roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before the age of 30 already, he got jawab from the qabr, he got reply of his salam from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That caliber. He says, I left Deoband and I started walking to Gangoh. He said, I'm walking to Gangoh. He said, I don't have the himmat and courage to go by convenience to the town of my sheikh. I'll go walking to the town of my sheikh. He said, I go walking. He said, as I'm coming nearer, my heart begins to sink. He said, Ya Allah, what face will I show the Gangohi? My zikr not up to date, my amal, my ma'mulat. Ya Allah, what I'm going to tell him? My spiritual doctor, this is. This is how they understood now what the Shaykh is about. This is how they became Shaykh al-Islam. This is how they became. Not just by kitabs only. By those that gave them the spirit of understanding what is the real meaning of the kitabs. He's going walking to the town of his Shaykh. He says, as I come nearer, and he says, I become emotional, my tears are flowing. I got no face to show my Shaykh. But already Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala put in his heart, that your beloved is on his way. Hussain Ahmad Badni, rahmatullah alayhi, is coming. See, as I entered Gangoh, Hazrat was waiting outside the Khanka for me already. With a set of kurta he sold for me, as hadiya. See, my beloved has come, beloved has come. He took me to the Khanka. He said, you sleep with me in my room, you stay with me. Then Hazrat Gangoh, he kept him there. Put him on zikr at night, tahajjud, shagal, wazaif. Monitored him, see his islah, what level he's reached already. There's a real training, they knew. Tazkiyah, islah. But finally, before he left, they spent there some time. Before he left, finally, he called Shaykh al-Islam and he had the Imamah ready for him. Imamah of Khilafat, says that, please. He said, you deserve it. I'm giving you Khilafat. They tell his Imamah, he said, I made you a Khalifa now. Now you will fly. He said, I returned to Madinah Munawwara. And then he started the dhikr of Allah, as prescribed by his Shaykh. He said, the dhikr became so heavy in him, that muhabbat of Allah, so shake him so much, that once he says he's sitting in the haram of Madinah Munawwara, that he felt that as if Hazrat Gangohi now is taking shape in him, being transferred into him. So he said, I got so afraid now that if I remember clearly, he said, I put my hand to see whether it's my hand or my Shaykh's hand. Then he writes to his Shaykh. He said, I felt this happening to me when I'm sitting in the haram of Madinah Munawwara. So Hazrat replied, fully Mubarak to you. Then now you reach the stage of Fanafi Shaykh. Now you read this, you reach the stage of, and I related in the love of my Shaykh. He says, now you'll go into Fana fil Rasul and Fana fil Allah. Now you've got that muhabbat of the Shaykh because of muhabbat of Allah. From there now you get the love of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and finally Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And from where to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullah alayhi. So they spent the days in Madinah al-Munawwara. What love, what muhabbat they had for Madinah Sharif. Hazrat Nanoti used to say, Rahmatullah Ali. You say, oh Allah, if you write Qasim Nanoti's name, if you write my name in the register of the dogs that walked in Madinah Munawwara, it'll be enough for me. Put my name in the register of the dogs. I was on Kutta that walked in Madinah Sharif. To that extent, now they have so much love just for Madinah al-Munawwara. Hazrat says now, Yusufim Madinah, Yashami Madinah. When we say Madinah ourselves also, our Hazrat Wala teaches us Madinah Sharif, as something of respect. Not just I'm going to Madinah, I'm going to Makkah, I'm going to Makkah Mukarrama, I'm going to Madinah Munawwara. So all these things are sha'air of Islam, wa min yu'azim sha'air Allah. The person who shows due respect to the salient features of Shariat, the landmark salient features of Sharia, this is from the taqwa of his heart. So these are big things for us. Madinah Sharif, Makkah Sharif. But in poetry form is a bit different. Hazrat says, Subh Madinah, Yashami Madinah. These mornings of Madinah Munawwara, these evenings of Madinah Munawwara, how special, how different it is. Just picture yourself now, those that went, Allah Pak, take all of us. Just walking from the hotel to the haram. It's like a magical walk, Ya Allah. Where you land up now, with the green dome, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can be a better walk than that? What can be a better walk than that, walking to the road of Nabi Ali, to the Mawajaha Sharif, to the qabr of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the most beloved. Ya Subh Madinah, these mornings of Madinah Munawwara, these evenings of Madinah Munawwara, they say, Mubarak to you. Mubarak to you, the one that is staying in Madinah Munawwara, how fortunate you are. That Allah has chosen you to come and stay in Madinah Munawwara. Whether you're going there for Umrah or for Hajj, Allah has given you Iqama there also. How blessed you are to be staying in that city. Al-Madinatu khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'lam. Fully the new Madinah Munawwara is best for them to come stay in Madinah Munawwara. Hazrat says after that the true love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala you'll find in Madinatul Munawwara, the mornings, the evenings. And in the gullies of Madinah Munawwara, Madinah ki gulliyo mein har ik qadam par wa madde nazar ihtarami Madinah. That every step in Madinah Munawwara, keep in your heart the respect of Madinah Sharif. Sahaba Ikram were commanded also, that don't raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tarfa'u aswatakum. Don't raise your voice over here. And the people of Madinah Munawwara also, one point also they say, when you go to Madinah Sharif, go and buy something also. The Ansar are there. Go and support them. And don't ask for discount. Rather they give you change, give it back to them. Out of love for the people of Madinah Sharif. And subhanallah, one Ali mentioned he was in a taxi in Madinah Munawwara. So he asked the taxi driver, how's business going? Wasn't too good. So he looked at the haram. And he said, Kafa bina bijawari Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's sufficient for us to be in the vicinity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just 10 years enough. Whether we make or we don't make. One time we were there also, some accident took place just outside the haram. And all crowd came. There was some chaos there and there was uproar, etc. One person just came and shouted, Sallu ala Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody dispersed. Read Durud Sharif. That person now who got car got knocked, the person that knocked, they just turned around, read Durud Sharif, jumped in the cars and they were gone. Just like that. No second thoughts and nothing whatsoever. So the ihtaram, the respect of Madinatul Munawwara, when we there also, when we here also, Hazrat says many a person is there in Madinah Munawwara, but he's not there also. He still now, his heart is attached to his sports, attached to the newspaper, he's checking what's happening outside Madinah Munawwara. So he's there, but he's not there. And many people are not there physically, but spiritually they are there. Hazrat gives the example that Professor Saab, I forget his name, Thanaullah, I think it was, in France. In France, there was a revert French girl, became a Muslim. She passed away. But she had love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, love for Madinah Sharif. She passed away, they buried her there in France. And in Madinah Munawwara, there was an alim of deen, they passed away, they buried him in Baqi. After some time, they went to reuse that qabr. When they opened it, they find that the alim was not there, the girl was there. And there something had happened there, they had to exhume the body in France. And the Prophet Sahab was there, of that girl. When they exhumed the body, the alim's body came out over there. So they got surprised. How Allah Ta'ala transferred the bodies. Then they realized that this girl had muhabbat. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah took her body there. And the alim of deen, he had one reservation only. So they found out from the wife, that how come this happened? So she says that after he would be intimate with me, and he was in the condition of janabat, then he would say that how easy for the Christians, they don't have to have ghusl of janabat. We have to go and bath. On that Allah Pak didn't like. This is the one comment of his. Why? Like sometimes we say, why must make parda from first cousins? So difficult now to do this, so difficult to do that. Why should we do it like that? Just the one reservation he had only, Allah transferred his body. Her heart was here, Allah brought the body here. His heart wasn't here. His body was here. Allah Pak transferred him to there. So the ihtaram of Madinatul Munawwara, then has Madina. There's lutf. There's enjoyment in taking the name of Madinatul Munawwara. Bara lutf deta hai name Madina. The name of Madina Munawwara gives great amount of joy to say Al-Madina, Madinatul Munawwara. When you land at the airport also, they go, they welcome to Madina Munawwara. How welcome you feel, how beautiful you feel. This is a city of reception, welcome, gifts, honor, muhabbat, love. Whoever came to Madina Munawwara, didn't go back empty-handed, empty-hearted. Whoever came, Khalid bin Walid killed so many Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Uhud. Finally, when he came now, and in our language, he saw dripping with blood of Sahaba. In Uhud, how many he killed? He was instrumental in killing so many of them. But when he came to Madina Munawwara, and he entered, it was only marhaba, marhaba, welcome, welcome. Although now, janazas came out from almost 70 homes. But then too, he was welcome in Madina Sharif. What a place that is now, all are welcome. Two mushrikeen are sitting in the haram of Makkah, they're discussing. So one friend is sitting the other friend. Then why don't you do it? Why don't you go quietly to Madina Munawwara and finish off Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a'udhu billah, assassinate him. He says, how can I go? I got family, I've got children. I've got debts on my head. The friend tells him, I'll take care of it. Your debts, I'll take care of it. I'll support your family. You go quietly. Take your dagger, put poison on it, put it in your robe, and proceed. Without telling his family, no one whatsoever, nobody knew, only the two of them, spoke in the haram. Took his dagger, put the poison on it, tucked it in his robe, left for Madina Munawwara. He says that I came to Madina Sharif, slowly, slowly he worked his way through, and he got into the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu saw him and smiled at him, and asked him, how was the mashwara of the haram? He got a shock of his life. And he told him, also, you got the dagger in your robe. He heard that, he said, only a Nabi will come to know about this, because nobody knows besides myself, my friend. What he came to do? He returned with iman. Returned with iman. How many came like that? Wahshi also heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, came to Madina Munawwara, he got blessed also with iman. They say Madina Munawwara is such a blessed land, if you go there with an open heart, Allah will fill it with something. Bedouin came, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was wearing a shawl. He tugged it from the back till he left a mark. Oh Muhammad, give me from that which Allah has given you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmatul lil alameen, removes the shawl and gives it to with a smile. Take it, it's yours. Nobody went empty handed. Whatever you want, you go to Madina Munawwara, ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah masful the heart up. As long as the heart is prepared to get clean. Even that mushrik, Thumama bin Uthal, he also was captured by the Muslims, taken to Masjid al-Nabawi, tied to the pillar. He was the chief of the Banu Hanif clan. He was tied to the pillar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to him, gave him da'wat. Oh Muhammad, what do you want? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want wealth? You want money? You want women? We'll make you the chief of the clan. We'll make you the richest man. Nabi alayhi salatu left him. Came to him the second day also. Muhammad, what do you want? Not listening to the da'wat. The third day also. Give him da'wat. Finally they released him. This is Medina Sharif. These were giants in kufr that came with shirk in their heart. That came with shirk in their heart, giants in kufr. He was released, he left the masjid, made a ghusl, he came back, put his hands in the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. O Nabi of Allah, before today, the face I hated the most was your face, today the most beloved to me. The city I hated the most was Medina Munawwara, the most beloved to me. What a beautiful place. A person who goes there now to get his heart cleaned out, Allah differently will clean it, as long as he has the ihtiram, the respect, and spends his time correctly. Hazrat says thereafter, Nigahu mein sultaniyat yeh hogi, jo paayega dil mein paaya mein Madina. He said that person who finds in his heart the message of Madina Munawwara, what was the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his night, his day, his fikr. Prophet Patel Sahib said, Rahmatul Ali, a person who goes to Madina Munawwara, and he comes back with three things, has brought Madina Sharif back home. He said, number one, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the night and day of Sahaba. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, the fikr of Nabi alayhi, his concern. What his concern was, daim al-fikra, tawirul ahzan. Always lengthy periods of grief about the ummah. Always in the fikr of the ummah. What's going to happen to the ummah? Take that back home also. Ya Allah, what will happen to the ummah? What effort we can make now to bring the ummah back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The third thing he says, the harkat and the movement of Sahaba Ikram in the path of Allah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, these three things was Medina Sharif. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and the fikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the movement in the path of Allah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this is Medina Sharif. So you can buy everything else, but you haven't brought this back home. Because when you're standing at the roda, when you're standing at the muwajaha, Sharif making salat and salam, we're not standing there as an individual. You're standing there as an ummati. I've come as an ummati, as part as your ummat. That is why we tell the satis, you go there, stand at the roda, stand at the muwajaha Sharif, make salat and salam, and now make your own tashkil. I'm not going back home, I'm going back home to make fikr for the ummat. That's what Sahaba Ikram were there, but they were being dispatched from there to go make fikr for the ummat. I'm not going back now taking khajur and zamzam only. O Nabi of Allah, I'm making my tashkil now for life, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum were dispatched from here. Mu'adh bin Jabal was dispatched. O Mu'az, you'll come back next year, you'll pass upon my qabr only. Abdullah bin Rawaha, I'm sending you to Muta. And Abdullah, you're going to drop. Zayd bin Haris also is going to drop. He knew, he's not coming back. But he just tallied one evening. I'll read one salah with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Jumu'ah salah, then I'll proceed. Abdullah, you're still here. Jamaat is gone. Nabi of Allah, one salah behind you. One salah behind you. Oh Abdullah, you'll be behind the Sahaba Ikram 500 years after them in Jannat. Why you delayed? They made the tashkil there and they were moving in the path of Allah. So when we go there also, we're not going there now just for ziyarat. Just to spend our time, we're going there to get something. Sahaba Ikram, what was happening here in the Masjid al-Nabawi? Majlis was taking place, kunna julusan inda Rasulullah, bayna azhurina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the ahadith are there, we're sitting with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So majlis was taking place, tashkil was taking place. Sahaba Ikram were moving. Sukoon in Medina, but what du'as they were making? Ya Allah, give us shahadat in the path of Allah. Give us shahadat in the path of Allah. So that person who this message of Medina Munawwara comes in his heart, then in his eyes, all his glitter and glamour of dunya, sultaniyat, all the glitter and glamour of dunya, here chogi will be zero. Will be zero. The simple sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be everything for him. He'll love it, no matter where he goes. And subhanAllah, we saw Hazrat Wala, Abdul Hamid Sahib. What love for the sunnat. Once we had a da'wat in Karachi. A very plush da'wat. The big industrialists and importers, etc. We invited Morana to give a talk to the jamaat of people that were running thousands of madrasas in Karachi and in Pakistan. To address them. So in a very plush arrangement, where the tables were velvet and the chairs also, and the caterers and the rest of it. And a nice beautiful garden, it was set up everything. Mawlana delivered the talk. All were well dressed, very prominent businessmen, etc. When he came to eating, Allah wa'ala subhanallah khawfun alayhim. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْ مَثَلَا إِمْ As Hakim Sahib used to say, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have no fear of any rebuke. Sunnat is sunnat. Allah's command, Allah's command. Hakim Sahib used to say, in this ayat over here, Allah used لَا إِمْ وَاحِدَ النَّكِرَ That is, لَا يَخَافُونَ They don't fear in the path of Allah, for the sake of Allah, the rebuke of لَا إِمْ Allah used the singular. He didn't say those many that rebuke. Because those many to them is like one person only. So Allah used the wahid, the singular. There can be thousands of them shouting at them. But I'm on the sunnah, your thousand put together is like one shout. Doesn't affect me. No effect. So when he came to meals time, they had a special table set for Maulana. Special table set for him because guest of honor. With a smile, he says, Brother, if you don't mind, I prefer to eat on the floor. I prefer to eat on the floor. By all means. They removed the table, took out the tablecloth, and put it on the grass. Said, Ya Allah, I learned this in Kitab. I won't have the courage and the himmat to do this on my own. I saw my Shaykh doing it. And many times, Mawlana would request, table is very well said, Jazakallah khair, but we're very comfortable on the floor. We're very comfortable on the floor. We eat on the floor. We are people of the ground, people of the floor. We follow the sunnah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, that I'm a slave, I eat like a slave. So one sunnah we see, subhanAllah, how they make amal upon it. No matter where they can be, who is there. But their love of sunnah has penetrated the heart. Everything else is head chogi. It's just zero. Doesn't matter to them, no matter where they are. Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the first, foremost thing in their life. That they won't let go. Sukoon e jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho. Sukoon e jaha hai nizami Madina. Hazrat says, that the sukoon and the peace of the worlds, where are you looking for it? Like it's rebuking, where are you going helter-skelter looking for sukoon and everything of dunya? And you see when you go to different airports, people are just going this way, that way, this way. Where are you looking for sukoon? Where are you going to find it? Sukoon is only one place, in the system of Madina Manawara. That lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, only in that is sukoon. And nowhere else. They can have all the skyscrapers and everything else. Hazrat says to the reality of all the skyscrapers and the Buruj and Abraj and everything else. See, the reality, if you take out all the glass from there, all the glitter and glamour, and you take out the tiles behind there, he says, Kachi Int. It's unbaked bricks and cement that comes on your clothes and your body, see, the dirt. And the foundation is only dirt. So all is just dolled up around it. Hazrat says, understand that is the reality. It's all just dolled up and you got to maintain. What is real? But Allah has kept in Jannat. Those bricks, pure gold, pure silver. Not now unbaked bricks or concrete bricks, is empty. And the mortar and the cement doesn't miss your body. It's pure musk. For that now you build your Jannat. He said, leave your eyes on that now. When you tend to over here, tell yourself a little bit sabr. 2 minutes. 2 minutes journey in dunya and I'll be in Jannat just now. Tell their family also, 2 minutes journey. Hazrat says, take your name. Say, Yusuf, zara sabar kar, 2 minute ka safar hai, abhi pahunch jayenge. Just like you'll be in Jannat. Take a little bit of sabar. Family wants to go out, and go to that place. Nah, so much pressure in the house. 2 minutes safar, just like you'll be in Jannat. Little bit of sabar. We don't have to go there. We don't have to take the children there. We don't have to go to these places. We mentioned this morning also, that we have to go to the beach. There's so much of nudity over there. But no, we have to take the children, we have to do this. Little bit of sabr. Just time will be in Jannat. Go a time now and then nobody is there. Not everything is busy. That now there are people there. Unfortunately, now we are going to the beach to see the ocean. But we're not looking at the ocean. We're looking who's there. So obviously now for men also, you're not going to look at the beach only. The young boys don't look at the beach only. You look at who's swimming in the beach too. So the iman is gone, the eyes are gone. The whole wiring is gone off, alignment, wheel balancing, everything is gone off. So Hazrat says, Zara, make a little bit sabr. 2 minutes journey compared to life of Akhirat, entire life journey of ours here is just 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. He says, take your name and say, Yusuf, Zara sabr, make a little bit patient. Just now you'll be in Jannat. Then he says, Allah Ta'ala will give you your own private beach. Then your own yacht, your own water skis, jet skis, whatever you want now. Now you can do how much you want, no problem. Ladies want to go now, horse riding and water skiing and all in Jannah you can do it. A little bit of sabr over here now. Give it up here, Allah will give you there. What you give up in the name of Allah, Allah makes qadr of it, He appreciates it. That you didn't do it, I'll give you Jannah. And what enjoyment over there, you forget all this of dunya. So little bit of qurbani will come, little bit of sabr, little patience. So sukoon and jahad, the sukoon and peace of the world, where are you looking for it? As we mentioned, only Asadullah Sahib, Yusuf Saharanpur, you see, you're looking at the false beauties of the world, false beauties. You can't even keep, Hazrat said, you can't even call them beautiful because you can't put in the clothing too. You see, that even beautiful that too. You see, you're looking for the pleasure of Jannat in Jahannam. You're not going to find it there. You're not going to find it in the movies. You're not going to find it on YouTube. You're not going to find it in music. It makes you more depressed after that. More depression. And if it was so good, then from there, they say, the worst thing is the music, because music is a stepping stone to zina. Music leads you to zina. And then from there comes the drugs and everything else. It's a filthy life after that. Then you're caught in the circle. I know many years ago, when Alim was saying that the boys were going to some clubs also, some rave clubs, and where all haram things taking place, shaitan worship. End of the day, they're pushing you towards كانوا يعبدون الجن. That is worship jinnah. Satan worship. Whether via the internet, via YouTube, all these different channels, and all these haram things now, where and where they're taking you, and you see people sitting around with ajeeb tattoos nowadays. Like Satan, all Satan stuff on their bodies. And most of them are following these pop stars, etc. And slowly should they lead you into shaitan worship. And shaitan worship will take you to Dajjal. Then you're caught in the web after that. These youngsters used to go to these clubs, etc. And he said that one night somebody came to me in the club, a person dressed in a black robe, took me in one room, he read for me some book or something like that, and he said, do you accept? I said, I accept. He said, sell me your soul. I'll take you a different level of entertainment and ecstasy. He said, I agreed. So when they came out and they were returning, so one of the boys asked that boy, hey, read your kalima. Couldn't come out. He said, I can't read it. Heart goes sealed. تَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah put a seal on his heart. He said, you read your kalima? He said, I can't read it. It's not coming out. He said, they came home, they were shocked. They made tawbah, istighfar. They ran to the ulama. They can't read our kalima now. That's where it will take us. To humiliation, disgrace, lose our iman. We don't okay, but I feel I'm alright. It's all under control. وَسُوكِ سُكُونَ جَهَا Hazrat says now, the sukoon and the peace of the worlds. Where are you looking for it? You won't find it in all this. Even sports, Hazrat says. Sports is on this place. We mentioned last night also. You want to do some training, do some sports. Just for the fun of it. And also, we don't say no. In fact, one of our senior ulama also mentioned one time, Darul Ulum, find boys also playing ball and cricket. You say, very good, they must play. Especially the youth, because you've got so much of energy, it has to get burnt out. So no problem, pay it. Play it for the fun of it. We're not serious and professional now. Not serious and professional. The fun of it to keep fit, etc. No problem. It's fine. Even kids who are playing, sometimes they get too serious. So we tell them now, if it's no more fun, then stop it. If it's fun, then play. Once it becomes serious, then stop it thereafter. So where are you looking for sukoon? You're not going to find it in these things away. As I say, we're sitting now by the masjid, and we are choosing the team. Who's going to play the cricket for South Africa? They're not even listening to you also. Your 2 cents now, team that you're making in the masjid, they're not even listening to you. But so much of time, at that time you could come in the masjid, 100 times Durood Sharif, quarter para door, you could have done something like that. But all the chakkar, they're catching us in this thing. And nobody's taking any note of what you are saying. But you're looking for sukoon there. And even worse, now we hear the boys on all these applications, what's Instagram and Facebook and what new is coming out. They're looking for sukoon, but we know how we're getting caught over there. Then the sukoon is gone, but shaitan will bluff you, you've got sukoon. As I mentioned too, gets involved with a girl, and then many boys come to us. So okay, I found her, what status, something on Instagram and her number, whatever. So I messaged her and she replied to me, Alhamdulillah, she's a hijabi or niqabi or what she is now. Right? And that too, they say most of the time the picture they put there, even the picture you put there, is that yours? But the young boy says, but she's good for me, really. After I got contact with her, mashallah, I'm reading my namaz now. I'm reading Quran. She checks on me whether I read my zuhur, whether I woke up for fajr. Subhanallah, I never could do it before. This is shaitani come. Shaitani deception. Dajjal will show you Jannat, isn't it? What's it really? Jahannam. So shaitani will show you, it's very good. This girl is good for you. Good for your iman. Good for your iman. You won't have contact with her. Your iman is being destroyed. But I'm feeling now elated. That this now, ta'alluq I have with this girl is very good. It's all shaitani come. Talbis Iblis, the whole kitab written. How Iblis is such a master in confusing people. How he deceives them. Even ulama, even qurra, you've got a whole chapter there, how each of these people now, how he deceives them. And usually here in tabligh also, as it tells us too, that now shaitan won't take you to the clubs and to the disco, bring it in the house. Sit at home. And he won't allow you to sit in the ishtimai program, the collective program, he tell you go sit one corner, make your own ibadat. Whereas there's more reward now in a collective program. So he'll drop you from a high level to a lower level. Depending now, what level you on. So all this is shaitani. But he feels now, that no, this relationship is good for me. But really he's caught in the web of shaitan. So where are you looking for sukoon? Even our wives too, where and where we're trying to look for sukoon. If I have this, if I have that. And we know you'll never get the best. In dunya, you'll never get the best. You just drop the house, you're in somebody else's house because something new came out. Women folk is the same thing now. Alright, they look now, pay shoes, clothing. If this is the best, nobody will have it. And you go to the walima, and two other women are wearing the same thing. Inna lillahi, Ashif, only please take me home. What happened? They all got the same thing. So you never get the best. The best is in Jannat. We're aspiring for that. The best for Jannat. And that too, we have to put in the hearts of our families. We are working for Jannat. We want the best over there. Yeah, alhamdulillah, whatever Allah gives us, we're happy. But to go and look for it, aspire for it, work for it so hard, we'll be disappointed. Depression will set in. So sukoon and jahak, as I say, where are you looking for the sukoon and the peace of mind? Sukoon and jahak, the peace of mind of both the worlds is in the system of Madina Munawwara. Where Sahaba Ikram, the awliya would say, they would come home, ask the wife, any food at home? She would say, today we have the guest of Rasulullah. Who is that? Hunger. No food at home. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. They were happy upon that. I always say, our youngsters now will come home. Ma, what's to eat? Is there on the table? Is there in the stove? They open the fridge. There's nothing to eat here. Order the food. There's so much of food, now I don't know what to eat. But he says, order the food. So much nashukri. Everything is prepared there. Brother cooked it, it's ready. But now we have to eat out. There's no sukoon in that, we know that. There's no sukoon. There's no itminan. There's no satiation in there. There's no barakat in there. So the only nizam in Medina, we have to come back to that nizam. Medina Munawwara, what was the environment there? Sahaba Ikram, their lifestyle. That's why ulama say the one action that they were doing, one action of theirs was pulling down wahi from the sky. Here they're feeding the guests, they're going to bed hungry. Wahi is coming down. They're making qurbani here, then the path of Allah, bi badrin, then in Uhud, and here and there. All this qurbani they're making, wahi was coming down on their qurbani. That's the nizam of Madina Munawwara to the extent. Hadi Abdul Wahhab said, rahmatullah alayh, he says to the extent, even the children playing in the gullies of Madina Munawwara, even their playing also was deen and shariat. Even their playing also. Somebody asked Hadi Abdul Wahhab, rahmatullah alayh, there's so many jamaats moving in the world. When you will see an international revolution taking place, that now everybody will come onto deen one time. So he says, that will happen is when the little boys and children are playing on the streets. Whether they're playing their football or the cricket, whatever. So in our language now, what he was saying, if the boys cause a goal, you say, Allah did it. Allahu Akbar. You don't say, I, me. They attribute it to Allah. He hit the six also, say, Allah hit it. Say, by the way, you learn this from? Talim at home. The talim was so strong at home that the children's playing also has become deen. It's become deen. Today he said we go so far from that now that our children know so much about dunya that the child in the masjid or in the school when he sees his friend's father driving a certain car, oh, your father is very rich. Your father is a big man. That's the status he has in his mind. The Sahaba Ikram children, they say when they used to play with one another and they used to ask one another, like, who's your father? Like, our kids asked to. father came with this car and that car, then they know, okay, this is status. Right? That is a blessing from Allah. But to get that into the hearts of the children now. So when Sahaba Ikram children would speak, and they would ask one another, who's your father? And that child said, my father is a Badri. Allahu Akbar. Oh, your father is big. My father was in Uhud, subhanAllah. You got no chance now. This is how this would introduce their parents. Sahaba Ikram children. He said, their children's playing also and their talking was Deen Madina Sharif. There's Nizam in Medina. Where we want that environment once again. In our language now, who's your father? My father is a fomenter. My father is better so and so. My father goes for that. Oh, they talk in that language now. Dini language. Where they learn that from? In the laps of their mothers. In the laps of their mothers. Not the mother is telling the son, tell papa take us beach. Tell papa take us shopping. Tell papa organize the chow. You see? So he only learned that now. What do father becomes ATM machine. ATM machine. Along with his spewing out, alhamdulillah, we all are here. That's what, we don't teach our children that now. How to corner the father. Oh, we can't get the son. Oh, we know papa got a soft spot for the daughter there. So you talk to papa now. You make a plan for us. You see? That's not Nizam-i Madina. Nizam-i Madina is where Talim was taking place and children were on Deen. Where those little boys, subhanAllah, see Battle of Uhud. When they were going in the battlefield and the Mujahideen were lined up. Nabi of Allah is taking count who's there and which Mujahideen are there, calling out names. Little boys of Madina Munawwara standing on their toes to show they're big. We're also with the army. They're not going to play cricket. They're not going to score goals. They're going to give life. They're not going to the battlefield. With sword, the sword is hanging around his neck. He hardly can hold it. He said, no, I'm strong. I can hold it. I can stand. I can fight. You're underage. Go back to Madina. She's crying. I don't want to go back home. My mother sent me. My mother said, where this came from? The Khawla radiallahu anha, the night before the battle, she's telling her four sons, tomorrow you go and don't come back. Tomorrow you go and don't come back. The next day, when the news came, and she's waiting, the Khawla Khansa radiallahu anha. The Khansa radiallahu anha, and the news came, your one son dropped, Inna ilahi, how's Nabi of Allah? Second drop, Inna, how's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Third son, fourth son, how's Rasulullah? If I see him, everything is easy for me now. Everything is easy for me. Lost four sons. And then too, she's saying now, everything is easy. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what kind of homes? That was Nizam in Medina. Today, unfortunately, when Alim says that the mothers now are packing the sons to go to varsity. But better you must go to varsity, you must study. Packing his rotis and everything else and all that. And then after 1 month, mother will phone the son, better how's it? Hey, ma, the roti is finished also. The kavano food is finished too. Son is crying and mother is crying. My mother will say, come home. You know, better you must study. He is crying also and she is crying, but he must study still. He mustn't come home for his studies. Here the sahabiyat was saying, you don't come home, give your life. Our mothers are saying, now you must study. Get your degree. Even there is no food also there. But you must not come back home. So Hazrat is saying, where are you looking for sukoon? You're not going to find it. You have to go back to Medina Sharif. Then Hazrat says, that Ho Azad Akhtar Ghamedo Jaha says, Akhtar has become free. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah says, Akhtar has become free from the depression and sadness and grief of both the worlds because I've given my heart to Medina Munawwara. I've become a ghulam of Medina Sharif. I become the slave of Medina Munawwara. My heart is free now from the concern and worries of both the worlds. My heart is connected there. So like this, a person connects his heart to Medina Munawwara, but as we can understand, what level now, by listening just to Hazrat Ash'ar, what connection you can feel already to Medina Munawwara. That is why Hazrat says you have to connect to somebody to feel that connection. To really feel now, Ya Allah, I'm connected somewhere. This is how they connect us to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in the reality, inshallah. Give us all tawfiq to visit Madinatul Munawwara over and over again with qabooliyat and izzat and afiyat for Haramain Sharifin. Don't forget to make dua for Masjid Al-Aqsa also, the halat over there. And the qurbani the people are making there. They also, one youngster, we asked him one time, staying in the old compound. So I asked him, maybe 12, 13 years old. So I asked him, why don't you leave this place? So much of, it's so dangerous over here. So he looked at the haram. He said, La wallahi, I won't leave this place. He said, why? He said, Salla Rasul fi. Say, Nabi alayhi salam performed salah in Aqsa. My Nabi performed namaz here. I won't leave this place. What love, subhanAllah. The Nabi said, put foot over there, I'll never leave this place. What muhabbat and what love they have for that place. Allah Ta'ala give us that muhabbat for all these places of Sharia and Deen. This will happen, my dear brothers, a little bit now. You cut down our dunya, start connecting to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And our goal is akhirat, our goal is jannat. Not only for us, our families also, our children also. Which way they're pushing them, which way they're going, which way we are going. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Make dua, make salawat, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. يا راحم المساكين. يا ذا القوة المتين. ويا أرحم الراحمين. يا أكرم الأكرمين. أو كريم رحم الله. Most kind Allah. Most beloved Allah. Most compassionate Allah. O my كريم رحم الله. It's the last night of the month of Ramadan. Yeah, the month is about to pass by Asmuhillah. There's few hours left for the month to go. Ya Allah, this month is a special month of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the house of Allah, Ummah Allah. In the month of Ramadan, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we have few hours left, Ummah Allah. We have no guarantee we will see next year Ramadan. Ah, Ummah Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, accept us, overlook us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you know how weak we are, O Allah. We are afraid, Ya Allah, for the month of Shawwal to start, Ummah Allah, when the shayateen will be set loose. Ya Allah, what will happen to us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah? Ya Allah, we belong to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, we have nowhere else to go besides your door, besides your dar. Ya Allah, we are coming running tonight to you, O Allah. Little child runs to the father, to the mother. Ya Allah, they extend their hands out to receive the child. They pick up the child, they kiss the child. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, it is your promise. We walk to you, run to us, O Allah. Ya Allah, we want to walk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we fall, we trip. Ya Allah, tonight we are walking, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you receive us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors, Ya Allah, welcome and reception. Ya Allah, take us into your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, lock us up in the prison of love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let us enter into the prison of your awliya, Ya Allah. Where they all are sitting there, Ya Allah, in your muhabbat, in your love, intoxication. Ya Allah, distributing the jam and muhabbat, the goblets of love, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, allow us entry into that muhabbat, into the prison of love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, lock it up through the key away, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to come out, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with, Ya Allah, aspirations and hopes upon your zaat, O my Allah. Yaqeen upon you that you will accept us, O my Allah. In spite of all our fault and our dirt and our past and our baggage, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, then to you, our Rabb, O my Allah. Then to we believe in you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become yours, Ya Allah. It's impossible for us to reach you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to your qudrat and your sibat, your jadb, O my Allah. To your power of jazb and pull, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. That now you pull us out of all our fault and dirt, O my Allah. All our dirty habits, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Clean our hearts out, O my Allah. Make it pure and clean, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we fill it. Ya Allah, we fill our hearts with everything besides you, O my Allah. We fill it with love of dunya, with love of things, O my Allah. We fill our eyes with zina, O my Allah. Our ears with haram music, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, we beg you, these eyes you made for your muhabbat to see your qudrat, these ears you made to listen to dhikr and Quran tilawat, to love Kaaba Sharif and Medina Munawwara. We made these hearts for your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we sold it out, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we asking you tonight, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Inna Allah shara min al-mu'minina anfusahum. Ya Allah, you purchased our lives already in our wealth. Ya Allah, it belongs to you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you take it back, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take back our ruh and our souls, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you come into our hearts, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, clean out our hearts, Ya Allah. Our bodies, O my Allah. Make it pure and clean. All the haram enjoyment we had of this world, Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah, the feeling, the taste of it, the memories, O my Allah. And we don't want to go back to it, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you put us towards you, to the wasila and sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, that young boy had intention to make zina. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant me permission to make zina. Rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nizam of Madina Munawwara is behind him. Oh Allah, he put his beautiful hand on the chest of that young man. And he made dua for him, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, he made dua for him to purify his heart. Keep him chaste. He says, the coolness of the hand went into my heart. Thereafter, I had no intention to make zina. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, who do we run to, oh my Allah? Who do we ask? Who will help us, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, we only have you. Ya Allah, we only have you. Ya Allah, we only have you. Ya Allah, you become ours, oh my Allah. Take us into your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, shaitan and nafs is waiting for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the masjid doors will open, oh my Allah. The fitnas will begin, oh my Allah. The different dens will call us, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we only have you. Oh my Allah, you save us, oh my Allah. You come between us and our nafs, oh my Allah. Remove us from the dhoka and deception of this worldly life. Give us a reality, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open the eyes of our hearts, oh my Allah. Give us, ya Allah, the ladhat and enjoyment, halawat in salah, oh my Allah, that we run to the masjid, we love to stand before you in ruku, in sujood, in qiyam, in jalsa. We love Quran tilawat, we love to make your dhikr, we love to speak about you, to strive in your path, O my Allah, to leave our homes and do sleeping bags in our back, O my Allah, to go from masjid to masjid, O my Allah, and telling the people about your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, accept our lives to the khidmat of deen, O my Allah, accept our families and our children, O my Allah, make our homes a markaz of deen, O my Allah, give our families understanding, grant them your dard, dil, O my Allah, your محبت يلا ريواد ولا ومشايخهم يلا حكيم اختر صاحب رحمه الله عليه يلا وشيخ عبد الحميد صاحب الله يلا keep the fuse جاريهم يلا spread the nur and barakat in the world كريم رحيم الله make it amazing hidayah for insan and jinnatum يلا accept our broken efforts in this masjid um يلا our broken itikaf يلا وقران تلاوت يلا accept it overlook it um يلا يلا accept the intizam um يلا all those in khidmat um يلا reward them the best of rewards um يلا يلا they served us first يلا then they ate the after. Ya Allah, you feed them from your khazana, O my Allah. All those that contributed, all those that fed us, O my Allah, keep them with afiyat, sihat, salamat, in your protection, with izzat and honor, maghfirat and rahmat. Ya Allah, those that made intizam in the masjid, O my Allah, the mutawallis, moranas, ulamas, Ya Allah, accept all of them, the khidmat, O my Allah, bless them, their families, accept this masjid, O my Allah, make it a beacon of hidayat, Ya Allah, let all your friends attend this place, O my Allah, attend this masjid, O my Allah, where programs will take place, Ya Allah, hidayat will be spread, O my Kareem, khair and barakat will go from here. Ya Allah, houses will come into deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept all our masajid, all our marakiz, all our khanqas. Ya Allah, protect them, protect our iman, our amal, protect our aqaid and beliefs, O my Allah. Keep us with iman, take us with iman. Be happy with us, O my Allah. Give us tawbah and nasuha on the day of qiyamah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Raise us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Under the flag of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, under the shade of Ya'arash, O my Allah, save us in the heat of the fire of Jahannam, save us in the heat of the sun on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, keep us in your shade, O my Allah, O Kareem Rahim Allah, brighten our faces on the day of Qiyamah, save us from being embarrassment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, reward our parents the best of rewards, O my Allah, keep them with afiyat, sihat and salamat, Ya Allah, teach us how to make the khidmat to honor our jannat, O my Allah, reward our spouses, our wives, O my Allah, Ya Allah, they tolerate all our moods, O my Allah. Grant them afiyat, sihat. Grant them the happiness of both the worlds, O my Allah. Grant them full deen in their lives. They make tarbiyat of our children on the correct nahaj and pattern, O Kareem Rahim Allah. For our homes with deen, with afiyat, with sihat, with nur of taqwa, O my Allah. With halqas of ta'aleem, O my Allah. With dhikr, with Quran, ta'aleem and ta'allum, dhikr and ibadah, and all the amal of nubuwat. For our homes with taqwa. Ya, remove the haram from our homes, O my Allah. Grant us sukoon within our homes, O my Allah. Bring sukoon in Medina, Nizam Medina, into our homes, except our children, Ya Allah. Make them da'is of deed, make them nek and ek, O my Allah. Make them pious, O my Allah. Protect them, O my Allah. Give every one of them solid deen, your homes and spouses, O my Allah. Where they strive in your path for your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah, reward our mashayikh, our asatiza. Ya Allah, reward them the best of rewards, reward our parents, O my Allah. They give us opportunities, Ya Allah, to become ulama, to learn Quran, to come for programs, O my Allah. Reward them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. They passed on, Ya Allah, in the qabr. Ya Allah, raise them, forgive them, fill the qabr with nur. Ya Allah, O mashayikh, our satiza, those that are alive, O my Allah, reward them the best of rewards, O my Allah. They gave us their hearts, O my Allah. They taught us, Allah, they taught us the lesson of muhabbat, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, wa shaykh and mashaykh. Yalla, the shafqat, the love, the muhabbat. Yalla, the open-heartedness, Yalla, what big hearts they have, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Reward them the best of rewards, O Yalla. They taught us a sabak, Yalla, how to live amongst the ashiqs and how to die amongst the ashiqs. Yalla, grant them the highest rewards, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make them tajul awliya, O Kareem Rahim Allah. All our asatiza, reward them, give them afiyat, sihat and salamat. All those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifai, ajil, kamil, mustabir. Save us from illnesses and diseases, O Yalla. Keep us with afiyat, give us tawfiq to this salah in a way that is presentable and acceptable to you, Allah. Oh Allah, all those in debts, O Allah, make it easy for them, remove them, Ya Allah, crush their debts for them, O Allah. From unseen sources you provide for them, save us from haram, O Allah, from interest, from the banks, O Allah. Give us plenty of halal, your khazanas are very great, O Allah. Give us what is best for us, O Allah. Every day is a day of decision making. Allah, you guide us to make the correct decisions in our life, which way to go with our families, our iman, our amal, our businesses. Allah, keep us in your hifazat. All those that are there to harm us, Ya Allah, give them hidayat, O Allah. Remove them from the face of the earth. Remove, Ya Allah. Give hidayat to the Muslims, to the non-Muslims, to the jinnat, to every continent of the world. Blow the winds of hidayat. Wherever the Muslims are parishan, insecurity, Ya Allah, you secure them, you protect them, you feed them, you clothe them. Ya Allah, you give them shelter, protect the a'mal, the iman, the aqaid. Give them death upon iman, every one of us, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask, what to ask. Ya Allah, all the Saatis that have come tonight, Ya Allah, you know what is their needs in their hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, duas are accepted. Ya Allah, accept all the duas, O my Allah. Fulfill all the jais, hajat, O my Allah. Whatever their needs may be that is beloved to you and loving to you, Ya Allah, you accept it. Give them more than they can expect, O my Allah. All the mu'takifeen, all the Saatis, wherever i'tikaf is taking place, wherever Ramadan, Ya Allah, brothers keep roza, the sisters keep roza, accept all the du'as, the mothers at home, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they are crying because of their children. Whatever disputes they are in the family, husband and wife, Ya Allah, keep them happy, O my Allah. Give muhabbat in their homes. Ya Allah, accept the du'as, O my Allah. Make it easy for them. Give them afiyat, sihat and salamat. All those have no children, Allah, it's good for them, grant them the best of children. All those as children, Ya Allah, that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa, ya ajil, kamil, mustamir. Ya Allah, make all our children da'is of deen. Grant them the muhabbat of you. يوم محبه محبه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله هو كريم رحيم الله from tomorrow the month of shawwal will begin whom may Allah. Ya Allah, and your friends and lovers, O my Allah, when the moon was set up for Shawwal, Ya Allah, their hearts will raise to Baytullah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the months of Hajj will begin already, O my Allah. The months of Hajj will begin already, O my Allah. Ya Allah, write our name also in the register, O my Allah, to be amongst the ashiqs that will stand in Arafat, O my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us also, O my Allah. Amongst those fortunate ones, O my Allah, may your mercies be pouring down in torrents to receive your rahmat and your love and your muhabbat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, whether you go to Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifa, with the bacon on their tongues, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept us also, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us to go over and over again. Accept our lives. Give us qabooliyat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Those that haven't been there, Ya Allah, take them and show them your qudrat and your tajalli, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us love for these things in our hearts, that we thirst for it, that we want you, Allah, that we have this desire in our heart, O my Allah. We don't want sin and guna. Remove it from our lives. Remove the sin from us, O my Allah. Remove us from the sin, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiu al-alim. Wa tub 'alayna, innaka antat tawwab ar-rahim. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Whatever a'mal we try to do in the month of Ramadan, give the full reward to the ruh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make him happy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we've hurt him enough already, O my Allah. Ya Allah, with our cell phones we've hurt him. With our aerials and satellite dishes, Ya Allah, we've poked his heart, O my Allah. O my Allah. Ya Allah, make the heart of Nabi Ali said happy. The Ummah is coming back to the masjid. They are reading salah. They are making tawbah. They want to become yours. Ya Allah, make him happy, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give him the full reward. And all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and all the fuqaha, muhaddisin, mufassirin, mujahideen, ulama, ikram, awliya, reward them the best of rewards to them. We've got deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us tawfiq to carry the deen in pristine form and to pass it on to the next generation till Qiyamah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Tonight also is a big night, my dear brothers. The night of Ramadan, we can spend it in Ibadat as much as we can. It is 2 rakat namaz, as we say, 2 rakat namaz, 100 times Durood Sharif, Istighfar, Quran Tilawat. Then we can take a rest, inshallah. Wake up early, at least half an hour earlier before say, and engage in some Quran Tilawat, Dua, 2 rakat namaz. Allah Ta'ala appreciates it, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Idris will come now. Idris will take bayat, take Idris bayat before he covers up, inshallah, before he goes, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحبه. Repeat after me. Oh Allah, I make Tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from hypocrisy, from all sins, especially from the sin of the love of dunya and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times salah or jama'at in the masjid, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes fard, to discharge my zakat. If hajj becomes fard, to perform hajj. If jihad becomes fard, to take part in jihad. O Allah, I enter into the silsila of the Chistiyah, of the Qadiriyah, of the Naqshbandiyah, of the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, to the barakat and blessings of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before mort, grant me Tawbah Nasuha. Grant me mort on Kalima Shahada. With Izzat, Afiyat, Rahat, with ease, peace, and honor. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter with all the righteous and the pious. Ameen. May Allah accept it, inshaAllah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحان الله بحمده لا اله الا الله استغفرك